Well, welcome and thank you for joining us for another episode of the Rivulus Irrigation Training Series. I'm your host, Richard Restuccia, and today we're going to be talking about something that I really think a lot of us take for granted, and that's seeds, right? We use a lot of seeds in our work. We know what they are. We plant them, but how much do we really know about the seeds, the seed labeling, and what goes into that bag that you buy when you buy a bag or packets of seed? And so I as you can tell, was curious about this. And I met my first seed specialist ever, and that's Marina Fuentes. And we started talking about seeds, and I quickly learned how much I didn't know. And at the same time, I was just fascinated by everything I was learning. So when this happens, I think, oh boy, this is somebody I have to get on the webinar. And Marina Fuentes is joining us today. She's going to teach us really everything we want to know about seeds. She's a seed specialist with Nature's Seed, right? I bet a lot of you didn't realize there was even seed specialists out there, but she's also a student at Oregon State University working on her BS in crop and soil sciences. She's a master gardener also, and she's got an extensive seed collection herself personally. And she is into seeds. And I love it when people get so passionate about any part of horticulture and want to share it with all of you. So Marina, thanks so much for coming on today and sharing your knowledge with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited. I'm excited to teach everyone a little bit about seeds.
Yeah. So speaking of this, right? So, you know, I'm in California. We always talk about grass and grass seed a lot here. And people are always saying, oh, you know, go get starters for some really expensive, I think, grass. Is low water use grass seed a possibility? Is it a potential? Is it something people are using today?
It is. I think that's a misconception, is that you'll have to search far and wide for a seed out there that will help you in your goals to cut back on your water usage. But we have a whole Tuwaka line. Tuwaka is a Turf Grass Water Conservation Alliance. And recently, when we released our California collection, we added in some more blends and mixes that use 30 to 40% less water than your traditional bluegrass and ryegrass blends. And some of these mixes were also designed in partnership with the California Department of Water Resources. So it's pretty awesome that you don't have to give up your dream of having a lawn. You can have a low water use lawn. It's possible.
Yeah. And anybody who's watched these webinars has heard me say, you know, it's not what you're watering, it's how you're watering it. But when you start using these low water use grass seeds, you actually get the water use down to in California, Wuchel's medium to even low water use plants. And I think that's so important for people to remember, because it sure is a lot easier, more efficient, and less waste to reseed and use a smart controller, for example, to water your lawn than it is to tear the whole thing out and start all over. So so that's really cool that you guys are doing that. And boy, I really encourage after the webinar for everybody to take a look at the Nature Seeds website. They've got a seed finder, right? You put in the a little bit of a description of where you are, where you live, what you're trying to do, and it will point you to just the seeds you need. And talk about great quality seeds. This is where you can find it. But Marina, let's talk about seeds. What do you have for us?
All right. Okay. So I think a common question really is, you know, how much seed should I buy when I'm seeding my turf? It really depends on the seed size. I mean, as you can see in these two photos, these are two turf seeds, and they're completely different sizes. So in the first photo, you'll see our triple play tall fescue blend. This mix requires 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. The Bermuda is only 4 pounds. So there's a huge difference right there just in seed size. So really paying attention to the PLS, which is the pure live seed count per pound, is really important. So with seed sizes, you know, I would just do research. Obviously, with our website, you don't have to do the research. We've done it for you. So it's all right there. It'll tell you exactly how much you need to cover 1,000 square feet to help with
that. So that's really cool, right? And I love this photo, or these two photos, because you can really see the difference in the size. And But I was just thinking, look, I know where grass seed comes from. It comes from nature's seed. But where do you guys actually get your seed?
We get our seed from, we have a whole like network that we get our seeds from. So recently when we released our California collection, we partnered with Hedgerow Farms, Pacific Coast Seed, and SNS Seeds. And so we get a lot of our seeds from them, especially when it comes to your natives in California. As for lawn seed, typically you're going to get a lot of them in the Oregon and Washington area. Those are the areas that are growing grass seed commercially for these seed companies out there.
Yeah. So what makes a good seed? What should I be looking for as a consumer? How does all this work for me?
I think with a good seed, you really want to know how to read your labels. I mean, with our website, we make it really easy. So, you know, as you can see right here with the website, all you have to do is go on to natureseed.com. You click on the seed selector tool. You click what you're looking for, lawn seed, wildflower seed, put in your zip code, and you'll get recommendations for your region. And then, you know, with that, we've really done all the work. We have selected the highest quality seeds. We have selected seeds that have incredibly high germination rates. We really take care in the seeds that we're providing our customers. So also just learning how to read your labels is very important. And that is something else that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I do too. But before we get there, a couple things. One, so I can go onto that seed selector. I can find what I need. And you guys will just ship it to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that's great. How much do I know to order? Is that going to come off this seed tag or some other way?
So on the website, under our product specifications, it'll say how much seed you need either per pound or, I mean, per 1,000 square feet, or how much you need per acre. Typically with our pasture blends, you're looking at about 20 pounds per acre. And then with turf grass, there's a big range. There's a range between probably 3 to 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So just making sure that you're reading that. Oftentimes in our drop-down menu, we'll also put that in there. We'll put, you know, the pounds per square feet, what that price is. But if you have questions, you can always give us a call or send us an email, and we're more than happy to tell you exactly what you're going to need for your project, how to do it, and what that price will be.
Yeah, and then for the lawn, I have a seed spreader, right? I put some number in there, I crank the wheel, and the grass seed, this is very telling about me. It never seems like enough, you know. I better do it twice, or is that an actual decent way for a homeowner to do that?
Yeah, I think when you're spreading seeds, it's going to seem like it's not enough sometimes, or maybe that it's too much, but really knowing your space. So if you have 1,000 square foot space, then, you know, I need to use exactly what this recommended amount is for that when it comes to bare soil. If it comes to an overseeding project, sometimes you can get by with using as little as a quarter of that amount. So for those more complicated questions, you can always ask us. I usually like to think of it as if you have 75% coverage and you're looking to just fill in some holes, then I would just use about 25% of the recommended amount. And then, if it's half, then use 50%. So you'll kind of get a good understanding over time as you start to reseed your lawn. I mean, reseeding your lawn is a normal part of maintenance every year, filling in those bare spots and dethatching your lawn and reseeding. So it gets complicated, but we're here to help.
Yeah. It is complicated, and yeah. It's good to get help from an expert like you or your colleagues. And you know, look, we turn it into a science too. I mean, it's fun to do for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. So I like to really manage that process. So another thing I think about is I get a bag of seed and, you know, it's a grass seed. And I notice there's a lot of other stuff in there besides the grass seed. And I see different things that tell me that it's more than just seed. What else is in there? How do I figure this out? What do I do about all that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So on this slide, you can kind of see this is a very generic seed tag, but it has a lot of great information on it. And I'm going to kind of walk you through how you can figure out what exactly is in that seed bag that you're purchasing. So with the kind, when it says kind, they're talking about the species. The variety is going to be the cultivar. The origin is going to tell you where that seed came from. The pure seed is going to tell you the percentage of that live seed that is going to be in that mix. The germination rate is going to tell you how much of that seed is expected to germinate. The hard and dormant percentage is going to tell you the seeds that maybe didn't germinate during the germination test, but they are expected to still be live and viable seeds that will germinate. They might just need some more time. And then the total viability, it combines the germination rate with the hard and dormant percentage, and that gives you your total percentage. Another part of the seed tag is the weed seed. The weed seed percentage, you really want to keep that pretty low. I would want to keep it around 0.3% and lower to be on the safe side. Noxious weed seed, you don't want any of that in there. If it says that there's noxious weed seed, then stay away from that. That's not a good seed. The germination test date, that will tell you when it was last tested. You usually want to get that, make sure that it's within a year, I would say. That will make sure that you're getting the optimal germination rates. Then the other crop, that is another cash crop that showed up in the seed test that isn't listed as one of these species, but it might still be present in there. And that you really want to keep that under 0.5% as well. With inert matter, there is a lot that goes into that. So some seeds will say that they have inert matter in them. And oftentimes you'll go to a big box store and you'll purchase a seed and then you'll look at the seed tag and it says something like 50% inert matter. And, you know, that's kind of what this is. Oh, these little lines got out of whack right here. But if you look under the big box store, you'll see under other ingredients, it says inert matter, 51.75%. That's a lot of inert matter. That's more than half the bag. More than half the bag is not seed. It's something else. But then down below, it tells you, okay, well, it's 37.5% clay. Okay, well, I mean, the clay was probably added in there because the seed is small and it helps with even distribution when seeding. But you could just do that on your own. You could add in some sand. I mean, you don't need them to do that for you. And then the fertilizer is 12.5%. And then 1.75% is inert matter that we don't know what it is. I mean, it could be bark, it could be rocks, it could really be anything along those lines. But then as you can see in our seed tag, our inert matter is 0.98%. So most of your bag, 99%, it's seed.
Yes. So a couple things that just come to mind. So if I got something that's 50% inert matter, I'm going to have to buy a lot more of that seed to cover a 1,000 square feet, right? I'm going to be buying multiple bags instead of one. And gosh, with shipping and everything, I don't need that extra cost. So that's one. Two, exactly. I'm getting a little dizzy because I saw on that slide before that I might actually be sowing weeds into my yard.
Yes.
Is that right?
You might.
So that's a really important number to pay attention to, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you really want to strive for no weed seeds. And in this mix, you can see for Nature Seed, there's no weed seed in that. We have very clean seed. We strive for the cleanest seed that we can really get. And we don't sell seed that's going to have noxious weeds in it. And sometimes when you're buying your seed from other sources, you don't really know what you're getting. So it's important to really know your source, to really, you know, pick a company that really stands behind their seed, and has the facts and they can show you. I mean, if you go on our website, you find a blend that you like, you want to see the seed tag, all you have to do is email us. We'll send it straight to you. You can see everything that's in there before you buy it.
Yeah,
which is nice. Yeah.
Not only saving money, but I'm just thinking about the labor I'm saving myself by following these instructions. That's that's really good.
But I did also want to show the micro clover down below. As you can see with that one's 50.38% inert matter. This is one of our seeds. Micro clover is incredibly tiny seed. So we coat our micro clover with a bacteria that is beneficial. So that's where that inert matter comes from. So it's important to really read the label, understand, you know, what is making up the inert matter. In this case, we don't have this on our seed tag, but we do have it on our site. We've put that, you know, about 50% is going to be the coating that is this beneficial bacteria that will help make the micro clover more nitrogen fixing, because it does need that beneficial bacteria to really get it going.
Yeah. Interesting. That's really good to know as well. Now I've got the Q&A open so that our viewers can ask some questions. We got a first question coming in is this: what about something other than a grass seed? If we looked at a packet of cucumber seeds or something like that, would we find the same information on those?
So it really depends on the company. If you're getting a mix, there should be a seed tag that is going to look like these turf seed tags. But sometimes you have to do a little bit of digging to get that information. Sometimes you'll have to reach out directly to the company. It is kind of what I've noticed is that when you're looking for these seed tags, it kind of feels like a little bit of a secret. And then once you reach out, you can get more of that information. So when you're looking at wildflower mixes, your seed tag should really look like this. It should tell you all this information. And if it doesn't, then I think I would be a little weary to go with that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then, you know, when I get seed, either, vegetable or other plant seeds or even grass seeds at my home, what do I do about storing those? If I don't use them all, or, you know, I buy some now, but I want to wait a few weeks till I actually plant them. But what about storing? What do I have to worry about there?
So there are actually a few methods when it comes to grass seed. I always tell customers, if it's unopened, keep it in a space that is cool, dry, it's out of extreme temperature fluctuations and out of humidity. And that will help your seeds last a little bit longer. I'd also recommend that you use it within a year of purchase. And that just makes sure that you're hitting those highest, most optimal germination rates throughout that period. After a while, you know, seeds naturally, they're going to start to knock off a little bit on their germination rates. So you really want to try to protect your seed when you're storing it. if it's opened, then I recommend putting it in, you know, like a tight sealed container, or even just folding it over, taping it shut, just trying to keep it out away from the elements and out of reach of critters and bugs and things like that. When it comes to wildflower seeds, I personally use a photo storage box. And you can find these on Amazon, and they're really handy. And it's just a clear box, and it clips open, and then you have little tiny, like, photo-sized boxes in there that you can put your seeds in. And I find that that's a great way to keep my seeds organized. It keeps them out of the elements, keeps them protected from moisture. Those are my tips. I have a lot of seeds, so that's what I do.
I really like that last one. And you mentioned wildflowers. And, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, see these wildflower seed mixes, and they think, maybe I can just take a handful of these and throw them out into my garden, and I'm going to get wildflowers come spring. Is that something people actually do successfully?
You know, it's funny, like wildflower seeds, sometimes you'll have people who will follow all the instructions and they'll get nothing, you know, and it's just an environmental thing. But then you'll have some people who are like, I just threw a packet of seeds out in the yard. I didn't even open the packet. I just threw them out there and I have a garden. So sometimes it's just luck. Sometimes it's just the environment, but really, I think if you really care about the space and you want the space to give back to you in a certain way, then you really have to give back to it in the same amount. And that's that includes taking care of the land and the soil before you start to do that, and preparing, removing vegetation, removing weeds, making sure you're raking out the land and the soil, and making sure that you're creating those grooves so that when you do spread your wildflower seeds, that they have the best environment to get going.
Yeah, that's a really good philosophy about, putting in, the more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it doesn't work that way. I know how that feels. Sometimes you put all the love into it and you don't get anything, but it's a learning process. And, you know, I think that's another big reason for why I'm here, is that I'm also always learning. I don't know everything. And so I'm still learning how to grow certain species, and don't be afraid to ask for help. And I'm here to help too. And we can learn how to do it together.
Yeah. So what other suggestions or advice do you have for those of us that are buying seed pretty regularly? You know, what to look for, how to deal with this?
I think the biggest thing is just knowing your source, finding a source that's reputable, that's trusted, and that's not afraid to share what's in the bag. When you go to a big box store and you're buying seeds, you know, all the information is right there at your fingertips. But knowing how to really read it will help when it comes to figuring out, okay, do I want to go with this big box store seed that's $50 for 3.5 pounds, but I'm going to need a lot more of it because half of it's inert matter? Or am I going to go with a company like Nature Seed that it's pure seed? So really knowing your sources, really knowing who you're buying your seeds from, just make sure it's reputable. Make sure that they stand behind their seed tags and that they stand behind, their philosophies and their beliefs, and that they're not just selling seed on eBay that they picked up from someone.
Yeah, it's so critical, right? Because I think about all the work I put into my garden. into my yard. And this is such a critical aspect of it that is going to impact everything else. And if I start with a bad seed, I'm probably going to even labor harder, maybe twice to do everything. And, but I think for a lot of us, we take it for granted and we just think, well, if it's on the shelf, it's there for a reason, we should buy it. And I think a little extra investigation, a little extra research in the seeds I buy going forward is going to make a big difference in my garden.
Yeah, I like that you said that. Not everything that is available to us is exactly the right choice. Yeah. So yeah, we have to learn how to make those decisions on our own, and how to pick the best option by knowing how to use the information that is out there and read our seed tags.
Yeah. And, you know, we see this all the time in irrigation too. You know, I'll see an irrigation system, I'll go, oh, look, this is a Toro spray head. Oh, this is a Rainbird spray head down here.
Yeah.
And this is somebody else's down here. And you see all this mixture that really, if somebody did it because it was easy. I had it in my truck. I had it in the storeroom, or it's what I just grabbed off the shelf. And it's easier, but it's not going to get you the irrigation efficiency you want, not having matched all your emission devices. So yeah, sometimes we opt for easy, and it costs us in the long run.
It does. We do get a lot of customers that reach out with that issue. You know, they'll say, I bought a bag of seed from Home Depot or Lowe's and it's not doing well. Or I had my neighbor's friend put in sod and it's not doing well. And that's where we come in and kind of outline everything. And I use that as an opportunity to kind of educate them. Like, this is what we have to offer and this is why it's different. And, you know, we're going to help you have that, the best lawn you want.
So
you're gonna get that lawn.
Right. So if I need your help, right, that's a really nice offer. If I need your help, how do I get a hold of you?
So here, I put my contact information on here. So you can email us at our customer care email. It's customercare@natureseed.com, or you can email me personally, Marina@natureseed, double N in my name, double S in Nature Seed. And I'm checking emails all the time. So I'm the main source when it comes to customer care. If you're emailing, you're going to get a hold of me. If you're calling, you'll probably get my coworker, Allie. But yeah, if you're emailing me or if you're messaging even on Instagram, you're getting me. So I'll help you out and we'll figure it out.
That's amazingly valuable and generous when you think about what you're offering. I hope that everybody watching will take her up on this, because what you'll gain in a short phone call or email will make a big difference to what you're doing in your garden. So, Marina, thanks so much for coming on today and sharing this information with us, and sharing your knowledge through email and phone calls too is really nice.
Yes, of course. Thank you. Thank you for having me. And yeah, I'm here to help. Just let me know what you need. And I got you back.
Yeah, take her up on it. And I want to thank everybody who joined us today. I really appreciate that. It's really nice to see an industry so interested in learning and getting better at what we do. You know, we have over 300 videos stored at janesusa.com/trainings. Or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, right? We've got all this free information for you to enjoy and get better with. So anyway, Marina, thank you again for joining us. I want to thank everybody for a great year. Yeah, it's hard to believe we're here at the end of 2023. We're going to be off for the next few weeks for the holiday, but we'll be back in January, mid-January, with some more great webinars, some more great training. And in the meantime, enjoy them online or enjoy them on the podcast. So Marina, thanks again. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Thanks.